We welcome you to this week's service from Morrisville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon entitled All Who Are Weary, Pastor Glass revisits the concept of how Jesus provides comfort for all those who are weary and needing rest, that we can come to Him as we are, and how He won't deny us. She encourages us by reminding us that we can do this for others, and that we should do this for others. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass. I'm the pastor here, and I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I would like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would also draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. If you'd like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that because it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us by sending an email to the church office. Our email address is morrisvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website for upcoming events and activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The scripture reading today is from Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25a. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that the good does not dwell within me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do good lies close at hand, but not the ability. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that, when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched person that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well done.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19, and then verses 25 through 30. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He has a demon.' And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again, and thank you for joining us for worship today. I'm so glad that you're here, whether you're joining us in person or joining us online. And I pray that each of us will find something in our time together today that helps us to follow Jesus a little more faithfully in the coming week. So this weekend, our nation has been celebrating the remarkable milestone of the 250 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And I think milestones like that are important. They give us an opportunity to reflect upon our past, to give thanks for the generations that went before us, and to also spend some time considering the ideals upon which our nation was founded, and perhaps recommitting ourselves to live up to those ideals. I think one of the highest ideals of our nation is captured by the words engraved on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Those words have inspired generations, but long before those words were engraved in bronze on the Statue of Liberty, Jesus stood in Galilee and spoke one of the most comforting invitations in all of Scripture. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That gracious invitation to all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens is at the heart of our gospel lesson for today. But before we listen a little more closely to what Jesus had to say, would you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. So I imagine that many of us came to worship today carrying some type of burden. Some of us are carrying the burden of worry for a loved one who is facing health challenges. Some of us are carrying the burden of looming medical tests and the anxiousness that goes with wondering what those tests might reveal. Some of us are here today carrying the burden of grief. Whatever burden you might be carrying, Jesus already knows what it is. And it is because you are carrying a heavy burden that Jesus comes to you with that offer and that invitation of rest, because Jesus welcomes the weary. Now, sometimes we operate out of the idea that before we can come to Jesus, we have to get our lives together and get everything in order and clean up our messiness, right? It's sort of like the attitude that you have before you go for your annual physical, and you spend 2 weeks prior to that eating right and exercising. Like, you have to get everything in order before you go to the doctor, and we feel like we have to get everything lined up right before we go come to Jesus. But that is not how Jesus works. Jesus invites us to come to him just as we are. And Jesus offers a special invitation to those who are weary and who are carrying heavy burdens. And friends, if Jesus welcomes the weary, so should we. One Methodist woman who embodied that invitation is a woman named Alma Matthews. I don't know how many of you know her story, but it is one that deserves to be remembered. Before Ellis Island was set up, people coming to this country from Europe left the boat, and they had to find their way to the immigration processing station that was in Castle Garden in Lower Manhattan. According to one article that I read about that, kidnappings and scams to rob the newly arrived were common, and young women were particularly vulnerable at that time. So Alma Matthews, who was a deaconess in the Methodist Church, and some other women from the Women's Home Missionary Society would go to where the passengers would disembark, and they would meet women and children coming off the boats, these tired, uncertain, frightened individuals carrying everything that they owned, these folks who were weary from their voyage and carrying a heavy burden that made them so vulnerable to predatory individuals. And this Methodist woman and her friends would help them through the immigration process and then escort them to a place that was called the Immigrant Girls' Home, where they could find a safe place where they rested and prepared for a new life in a new country. Now, Alma could not magically make everything better, but she offered prayer and she offered education. She offered practical help. She offered dignity and she offered hope. And through Alma Matthews, weary people caught a glimpse of the rest and welcome that Jesus offers to those carrying heavy burdens. She welcomed the weary. And friends, if Jesus welcomes the weary, so should we. And in fact, the good news is that I already see the folks at Morrisville doing that all the time. Every Saturday when we have our feeding program, every gift that is given through our benevolence fund, every visit to a homebound member, every meal that we share together, every children's ministry volunteer who kneels down beside children and helps them to learn about the love of Jesus, every conversation that takes place after worship, and you know, you all are a talking bunch after worship, right? I stand in the back of that church for like 10 minutes and nobody comes to talk to me because y'all are busy talking to each other.
Exactly.
But every one of those conversations is saying to each other, whatever burden you are carrying, you do not have to carry it alone. Jesus welcomes the weary and those who are carrying heavy burdens. And so should we. My prayer is not just that Morrisville would be a welcoming church, although I think we are that. But my prayer is that Morrisville is known as a place where the weary can find rest, and where those who are carrying heavy burdens know that they do not have to carry them alone. This weekend, we celebrate our nation's birthday, but we also remember an invitation that is older than any nation. It is the one that our Savior offers, saying, "Come to me, all who are weary and who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Amen. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious Lord, thank you for welcoming us just as we are and for offering rest to our weary souls. Help us to leave this place trusting more deeply in your grace and reflecting your welcome to everyone we meet. Make Morrisville a place where those who are burdened find hope, those who are lonely find community, and all who are weary discover the rest that only you can give. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and all God's people said, Amen. I invite you to join me in affirming our faith as we recite the Nicene Creed. You'll find the words on the screen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. I send you out with the assurance that when we are weak and heavy laden, Jesus welcomes us and offers us rest.
Help me.
And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.